When a research worker sets out systematically to discover, for example, whether vitamin tablets prevent your catching cold, it is no good his giving them to a group of people throughout the winter and asking them at the end whether they've had fewer colds than during the winter before. Neither is it enough to give vitamins to half the people in a larger group and compare them with the other half, who are given nothing. Human imagination is such that some of the people receiving the pills will be affected one way or another by the very fact that something is being done to them. No, the competent experimenter is now trained to give whatever tablets he is testing to one group of people and dummy tablets to another exactly comparable group. The dummy pills are commonly termed placebos. Until lately, little attention has been paid to the nature of the placebo itself. Provided that it was inert, that was all that mattered. This has now changed. A writer in a recent number of Medical Magazine pointed out the necessity of close scientific study being made of the placebo, now dignified with the title of a research tool. Another writer, in the American Journal of Medicine, goes into some detail on the matter. He considers that when humbug is required for scientific purposes, it should be efficient humbug. A placebo medicine should, it now appears, be red, yellow, or brown, not blue or green, which are colors associated with poisons. The taste should be bitter, but not unpleasant. Capsules or tablets should be colored and either very small, implying that they are excessively potent, or impressively large, and they shouldn't look like everyday things, such as aspirins. It is now argued that one cannot, in a scientific sense, conclude that a particular drug has a particular effect on any organ of the body without taking into account the personality of the person to whom the body belongs. Those people who are particularly susceptible to humbug, we must assume, are more grateful to the people who are experimenting on them, more cooperative with the nurses, and more talkative than normal individuals.